Shalom Aleichem. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Sota Chaf Beis, Sota 22a, pagination is 43. Starting from the words Yiras Chet in the middle of the line, you could find it if you climb up from the bottom about 20 lines. Yiras Chet Mibisula. You can learn fear of sin from this young maiden. The Gemara over here is dealing with cases of false piety. A person makes it look like they're very pious and saintly, and really something else is going on. We gave examples of this in the last session. And over here, the Gemara digresses and discusses an authentic expression of piety. Rabbi Yochanan Shama, Rabbi Yochanan heard, Le'ahu Besula, this maiden, Denafla A'apo, she fell on her face. It was a sincere prayer, similar to Nefila Sapayim, falling on one's face, the way they used to, actually, to the floor. We do it on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. This maiden said the following prayer with such a posture, very sincere prayer. Vika Omra, this is what she said. Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the Universe. Barasa Gan Eden Ubarasa Gehenim. You created Gan Eden, reward, and you created Gehenim, punishment. Barasa Tzadikim Ubarasa Rishoim. And based on your system, you've created the opportunity for people to be tzadikim and the opportunity for people to be rishoyim. Yiratzam lefanecha, may it be your will, shelo yikashlu bi b'nei adam, that people should not be entrapped because of me. They shouldn't falter because of me. We could assume she was an attractive person, and she was worried that simply her looks, her appearance, would cause people to, men, to go in the wrong direction. Now, the Ben Yehoyada points out that the tremendous breakthrough of this girl's prayer is that Yiras Chet, fear of sin, is not just that you shouldn't sin, but even that others shouldn't sin because of you. And if we assume that she was very pretty, she was concerned that it's possible that people would become distracted from their mission in life because of her. We find, for example, Gemara in Tainus Chaf Dalid, the Gemara gives an example, the daughter of a certain rabbi was excessively attractive to the point that this rabbi once found somebody, a man, girl watching, looking through the fence at her. And the rabbi's response was, life isn't worth it if this is what happens. That he saw this attractiveness that was causing people to falter to be such a negative that it's all not worth it if that's what happens. So this girl had an approach to deal with her situation. Baruch Hashem, she was blessed to be pleasant looking. She davened that no one should be distracted because of her. Now, in addition to tefillah, prayer, the other tool in a young woman's arsenal, or in a grown woman's arsenal, is the concept of tzniyus. Now, tzniyus is a difficult word to translate into English in and of itself, but if we take a few words that give us the sense of what tzinius is, it becomes more helpful. Reb Shamsham Raphael Hirsch sources the root word tzadi nun ayin with a number of different words, one of them being humble, hatsnea leches im elokecha, to be humble, not to be showy about your assets. Another word is discreet. I understand you have this information or this quality, but be discreet about it. And also the most common translation is the word modest, which also acknowledges that you have this asset, but be modest about it. Don't flaunt it. Don't let it all hang out. And essentially, tznius means you have a positive quality, keep it private. It's fascinating that the Medrash Rabbah, Yudches Gimel, tells us that when Hashem created first woman, who would be the mother of all womankind, I'll call Aver on every limb that Hashem fashioned for the woman, he said, Tehei Tzanua, have tznius regarding this, which gives us the sense that when Hashem created the woman, everything about her was attractive. But Hashem said, be careful, be tzniustic about it. We could wonder, why indeed did Hashem create the woman attractive? And the answer on the most basic level is so that she should be attractive to her husband. Hashem is very interested, extremely interested in Shalom Bayis. The way one mentor expressed it, Hashem wants that if there's a fallout between husband and wife, they should look at each other and they should want to reconcile. And Hashem, as part of his gift, just like he gave a gift to Adam that he, Nasa Shoshvinin, Hashem was the one to accompany the new bridal couple, Adam and Chava, to endear them to each other. Hashem braided Chava's hair. Hashem went to great lengths to make Chava attractive to Adam. And similarly over here, Hashem went to great lengths to make her attractive, but he said about her, Tehei Tzanua, be very careful with this quality that I'm giving you. It's interesting that the word panim, face, is the same as panim, the inside, because the role of one's face, which is the one noticeable area that we keep exposed, even after tznius, has its impact. We leave the face exposed because it's a reflection of the inner self. And that's what we're looking to expose, the inner self, the inner qualities, rather than to get sidetracked by this quality of physical beauty. Interestingly, the word or, light, spelled with an aleph, referring to the inner light, and the word or, skin, spelt with an ayin, referring to the flesh, are almost the same word, and they're not interchangeable, but it's so easy for a person to go from one to the other, to get distracted from one to the other. They could exchange one for the other without even realizing it very well. But or, the flesh, is one way to judge somebody, and or, light, inner beauty, is the other way to judge somebody. And the concept of tznius is that we're looking for that inner beauty to radiate rather than to become attractive to people by this shortcut of very, very superficial attractiveness. When we find a breach of tznius, there could be a number of catalysts for that. One is perhaps the person doesn't realize the importance of tzniyus. Another possibility is that it's just so difficult. It's hard. You need to have a certain talent which is developed. Hashem helps us. But it does take a certain talent to do shopping and to do dressing and to make everything proper so that the person radiates inner light rather than external, superficial, physical presentation. Another possibility, though, is that it's a warning sign that the person is experiencing, unfortunately, an emotional weakness of self-worth, as opposed to the nobility of self with which the person should carry themselves. A princess doesn't go underdressed. She's nobility. Whereas a person who has a lesser value of themselves might do so. Interestingly, if this is the cause for a weakness in tzniyus, it's important not to rebuke the person in a way that makes them feel even more inadequate, because the source of the lack of tzniyus was itself a level of inadequacy feeling. Instead, the approach might very well be, ispastnisht, you're better than that. And with that, to encourage the person to discover their inner worth, and with that, a sense of nobility. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.